Welcome to Reflection on Monday, a weekly podcast where it's all about giving you inspiration, motivation, and resources to empower you to thrive and win. And now, your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
Hello, thank you for joining me in this podcast titled Sex in the City. On this particular podcast, I'll be talking about the 10th fact about sex. Behind every sexual action, there is a sex drive. Behind every sex drive, there is a sexual need. Sexual need is created by an activated sexual appetite. What do I mean by this? Sex is an appetite. 9% of youths between the ages of 14 to 21 have admitted to making someone do something sexual when they knew that the other person did not want to. This tells us about the activated appetite for sex in young people today. It is normal to have a sexual feeling. As people pass from childhood to adulthood, their sexual feelings develop and it changes. Sex is an appetite. During the teenage years, sexual feelings are awakened in new ways because of the hormonal and physical changes of puberty. Sex is an appetite. These changes involve both the body and the mind. And teens and young people tend to wonder about what is new about this. It's good I let us know this also. When you activate your sexual appetite, the craving for sex increases. That is why I can tell people, stay off sex until you're married. When sex is activated outside marriage, the need to satisfy that craving always increases. I read a research in the papers not quite long where it says that the DNA from sperm of ex-partners lingers in the female flies and influences the genetics of our offspring. This is crazy. This simply tells us that when a woman breaks up with a man, she usually wants every remnant of him removed from her life. But a new study suggests that as much as this woman tries to get it off, there may be at least one last piece of him that is still stuck with her for good. That's what the research says, and it shows that this was a study conducted in Australia, and they've proven that what happened is that when the woman now gets married or have baby through another man, they tend to discover that the children could begin to have some genetics and some behavior of a previous ex-partner. You need to watch your sexual appetite. That is serious. Thank you for joining me in this podcast as we continue Sex in the City.
Wow, I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. For more insight into Femi Luther's library, you can visit the website www.femiluther.net or femiluther.com or on his social media platforms at Femi Luther. That is FEMYLUTHER on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.